We believe that humanity should no longer pollute the Earth, but the Titans, whose souls are pulled down by gravity, think only of ravaging it.
On the last two episodes, we made it to Von Braun, and you guys had some leave. The group split up to do a few different things. Capri went on a date with Jared fucking Mesa.
Jared Leto?
The mercenaries went on a date with each other.
The mercenaries went on a thruple date to McDaniels to meet AUG sponsors to try to get the contraband aboard the St. Sebastian, safely moved off the ship for the scheduled surprise inspection that is approaching. During that time, they were raided by the police.
Hooray.
That was a whole thing. That was a whole shootout. At the same time, Cinco went gambling, played some poker, won. Met Ras Marco, and that reunion went great.
Allegedly, oh, yeah. Ras Marco.
That reunion went great. They're back together. Happy ending.
He still loves me.
The fucking Gundam's over, guys. It's done.
We did it.
I don't think that's how that went.
Love wins.
I'll head out.
Definitely not left bleeding in an alley to die and saved by Lee Bashir.
Adam, if they both have a new type connection, they literally new type kiss, how come he couldn't just feel that that was actually Lone Star, unless it's not really Lone Star?
I wonder.
I guess we'll have to check the Love Channel to find out.
Yeah.
But how could it be Ras and Ras?
The theories are sending me.
Are there clones in Gundam?
And I know at this point, people probably have very different new ones. There are clones in Gundam.
Ras 2.
Besides Ras, yeah.
There are clones in Gundam, and they start happening around Zeta to Double Zeta timeline.
Oh,
so,
my God.
What do you know?
What a shit show.
Ras would be a clone.
So, y'all get back from all your various happenings. You escape the raid at McDaniels. You arrive back to the St. Sebastian with your AUG contact, you know, successfully secure and protected. And she has vowed to, you know, carry out her part in the next few days and help you hide the contraband. Obviously, everyone is aware that Cinco is in the infirmary. He got shot. And it was pretty bad. But to everyone's knowledge, he carried himself to the ship because Cinco agreed to lie for Lee Bashir, at least for now, because Lee Bashir was meant to be in his cell and not walking about on a colony.
How'd he carry himself? Gravity doesn't work like that. Though I guess we were on the moon.
Struggled himself. Crawled himself. Pulled himself.
He Lone Starred run himself.
At the same time... It's very obvious that there is a traitor amongst you guys, or at least someone leaking information.
Among us?
Yes. Among us?
Among us.
Among us.
And...
Play that fucking Among Us song. Go.
No, stop. It's very clear that there is a traitor amongst you.
Amongst
so,
us?
Stop it.
Amongst us?
Man, this meme is so dead by now. Why are we
Yeah, like, stop. That's what I'm saying. Stop.
We're dating our episode older than it
older
actually
than
is.
Older than it actually is. Way older than it actually is.
That's good.
Additionally.
We're professionals.
Harlan Leisher, who is Wolf's information contact, information broker that he's reached out to, sent him a CCTV image of Capri Sun getting cozy with a Titan.
No.
Right outside of the McDaniels raid.
Yes.
So, everyone else, though, I would say Mad Gun, Holden, you guys just know that the captain stressed that there's a leak of information. And that, you know, Lone Star got shot. That's a little sus, you know, how that happened, what happened there, you know. Obviously, Wolf, you have a very pointed lead.
That Lone Star got shot?
Cinco, whatever. Yeah, what? Guys,
wait, please. Whatever, guys. Whatever.
Guys, please.
Who fucking cares at this point?
And then Cinco, obviously, if you... I guess it depends on if you want to think about it or not. But yeah, you're covering for someone who may be very suspect. All right, does everyone understand where we left off?
So yes, we're like in Earth now.
No, you're still on Von Braun.
Oh my God.
Damn it.
All right.
Can we do a time skip to Earth? Why do you have to show every step of the way?
All right. It's been about a day. You know, a day has passed. Today is the day that Miss Sakano is supposed to come by with her AU contacts, successfully hide the refrigerator and the other miscellaneous contraband aboard the ship, as agreed upon. And tomorrow is the day of your surprise inspection that the Earth Federation scheduled with Captain Tom.
How is it a surprise when they schedule it?
I've been making this joke for 3 episodes. You're the first one to point it out. Thank you, Furin.
Oh, yes, I did it.
You win a prize. What does he win?
I'm smart.
You get the time skip to Earth. We don't know.
Congratulations, buddy.
See you later. Congratulations.
God damn it.
It's been about a day, and everyone's been thinking about, like, the recent happenings. For the people who are in the know on particular things, probably thinking and worrying about it more than the others, for obvious reasons. I want to open up with Cinco. You were in your hospital bed. You can walk around. It just hurts a little bit.
All right, I get out of the bed.
Ugh. Bashir said he would bring you breakfast and that you shouldn't move, but, I mean, it's up to you.
I get up and start working out.
Jesus Christ, that's a bad idea.
Doing one-arm push-ups.
Just gotta fill this bullet hole with muscle. Yeah.
The dude opens, he bleeds all over the floor and dies.
He just passes out and he gets the time skip.
No.
I wake up and I'm on Earth. What happened? Who knows?
All right,
start working out again.
All right, Cinco, give me a grit and an athletics.
I don't do like extreme workouts. I'm just like, you know, stretching my leggies, you know?
He's already backpedaling.
All right. I'm working out. You're right.
Grit and athletics.
Cinco doesn't do anything halfway.
If you say you're only stretching, I'll make the consequences less.
No, I'm working out. I'm like, oh, fuck all this lying in bed. I gotta get moving. Oof. All right, let me see. Let me open my
Cinco penis. He has an 8-pack. He should get a bonus.
No, yeah, he has a 7-pack. One of them got shot.
Just got shot clean off. Just got my pack.
It got popped. It just deflated.
Ew.
Just a saggy little.
It's still hanging off of his.
You should fail.
Yeah. 7, baby. Yeah.
It's very painful, and it becomes immediately clear that you should probably stop doing this.
Keep going.
No.
Work through the pain. No pain, no gain, dude.
Your wound does not open up. You don't start bleeding again, but your body immediately basically tells you that this is a bad idea and you should stop.
That's a sign that it's all working. When the body begs for you to stop.
Yeah. What is that? Like reptil failure?
Yep.
One squat. Okay, I'm done.
It's like, good workout. I'll be filling that one tomorrow.
The infirmary door opens and it is Bashir, and he's kind of mortified about you being out of bed and doing squats.
Ah, polar bear, what's up?
What are you doing? Get back in bed.
About to do a second squat.
he puts the food he's carrying down on a nearby table and goes to force you into bed.
Bro, come on. I mean, even injured, what are you going to do? Come on.
Look, I'm your doctor, and I'm serious about this. You, if that wound opens up again, it's going to be twice as hard to seal, okay?
All right. Just so you'll calm down, I'll sit down, okay? Back in the bed. Now, where's that food at?
Here. He goes over, gets it, and brings it to you. Pops out the little kickstands on the tray. And then sets it on your lap, effectively. So you have a little TV tray.
Hell yeah. Thanks, PB. Good shit. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, no problem. Just don't get it out of bed, right?
Hey, Lee.
Yeah?
You mind if I talk to you for a second? I pat beside me on the bed. Come on up here, little buddy.
He's looking at your chart. and looks at you padding the bed and pulls up a stool instead next to the bed and sits on the stool. Are you feeling poorly? Do you need more painkillers or something?
Well, I've just been lying here in bed and doing a lot of thinking about the situation we've got going on here with potential leak on the ship. And look, I promised I wouldn't say anything about you going out. I mean, you saved my life, so I owe you that much. But, I mean, you see how this looks, don't you?
He's looking a bit mortified. I would like you to roll me a keen and an empathy.
All right. Oof. Oof. That can't be good. I know I'm not that keen.
Why are you oofing? No.
That's not good.
Yeah, I have a 7 total. Can I do a fate point?
You can use a narrative point to reroll if you would like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this is a good time to let all of you know that Mad Gun got us an extra fate point in the bonus episode.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
What? Hell yeah. Damn. Thanks, Mad Gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rolled so good, he got us another narrative point.
He did.
For
he
the
did.
Future.
And if you want to hear how that happened, you're going to have to subscribe to the Patreon to listen to the bonus episode.
That's true.
Given another roll, I have reduced the narrative points by 1.
And I'm about to use that point that he earned right now. Let's see how it goes. Hopefully it wasn't all a waste. Oh, hell yeah. All right.
That should get us another narrative point, Adam.
No.
Double snake eyes.
Yeah, 2 snake eyes, 4.
4 snake eyes, a 4-eyed snake, yes.
Well, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
That's like 2 fate points, dude.
You notice a hitch in the doctor's breath. You notice he's hesitating. You are absolutely sure he is lying to you when he tells you, it's not me, I promise.
Take him out. Kill him, Sinkum.
Do you duty.
I pull a gun from my deflated ab. No.
So what, you like keep snacks in there and weapons?
I'll leave you to have some time to think about it and remove the perspective to other parties. I want to check in with Capri very briefly.
Hmm. Okay.
Capri, your date was awkward.
All right, next.
All right, okay.
And you might have some degree of awareness that it might look bad for you that you are hanging out with Titans and the fact that there is a leak going around.
It's true, but he liked me.
So, you get to decide where you want to place it, but you have reasons to have things to worry about. And so what are you doing this morning to take off some of the stress or take your mind off of things?
I guess I'm going to the gym.
Okay. All right. So you're just going to kind of work out to get your mind off of things?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. You bump into Londoc there, who looks embarrassed because of the previous horrible things that have embarrassed him at the gym. Seems to always happen at the gym. Seems like he's working out at this early hour in hopes of never having to share the gym with anybody ever again. So good morning, Capri.
Why is it so good?
I mean, it's a fine morning, I guess. Everything turned out okay. I mean, I guess Cinco got shot. So that kind of wasn't okay, but...
Yeah, that
kind of
sucks. I think I like him.
Cinco?
Yeah, he's all right, right?
I mean, he kind of went AWOL to save you, so I would hope you have a positive opinion of him.
I also didn't ask for that, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. What'd you do on leave?
What? Nothing weird.
he doesn't know how to respond to that.
I'm just a girl.
Good, yeah.
I just did girl things.
I bought some new clothes, some belts. Bought some belts.
You needed to do that.
Yeah, I did.
Are you feeling more... What's a nice thing to say? Are you feeling less lame now?
More secure with your pants?
More secure?
You know, day by day, bit by bit, you know, it's a bit of a struggle. Hey, this mole business, this leak business, you know, I can't see it being anybody on the ship. What about you?
Same Z's. Nothing weird I could think of that anyone has done ever. Especially not me. Say, I have a lot of pent up energy and or anxiety. Do you want to be my sparring partner?
You want me to beat you up? What?
Mind if I kick your ass real quick?
He looks like he wants to say no, but he goes, I guess I could be, yeah, sure.
Whew. Hope he's got his belt on.
How are you going to spar? Are you going to actually spar, or are you actually trying to take out a lot of stress?
I was thinking, like, when they have, like, the practice boxing thing.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm, like, punching. I mean, if he wants to actually spar, I could fight.
Yeah, no, my question is more the energy you're taking into sparring. Is it practice, or is it...
Oh, it's frantic.
Okay. Wrath and fight.
There it is.
By several successes, pretty sure.
So should I just beat the shit out of him?
Shit, dude.
Yeah, the sparring gets a bit intense, and before you know it, you're leaning a bit too heavily into it. Your hits landing harder than they probably should for sparring, and you notice that Lon Doc starts kind of nervously kind of interjecting. And before he can, like, kind of properly interject that he is being overwhelmed, he drops one of his guards and you pop him in the jaw and he falls back.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of dropping, is he wearing a belt right now? What's going
on? He is.
He is wearing a belt.
His pants do not fall down around his ankles.
All right.
Oh, no.
He is crying because he got punched in the face.
Moving up.
He does get punched in the face, though.
Begging for his life.
Yeah. Oh my god.
God. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
God.
I kind of snap out of this, like, frenzy, and I'm like, I am so sorry. Oh, shit, you're bleeding.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to the infirmary real quick.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. It's fine.
Oh, no.
Aw, this poor guy.
We're going to go to the mercenaries. Madgun Holden, I kind of want to start you guys in the mess hall already. Wolf, you can be a late entry whenever you please.
Madgun, what do you think about that leak business? Do you think it's one of us?
I don't know, man.
Definitely not.
You know how many
us.
Times we put up with shit like this?
I know. Every time there's a leak, it gets plugged. I don't know why they freaking care this much.
Yeah,
it's almost like we have the same plot points. Like, we're just stuck in this meandering storyline where the same shit keeps happening. Interrogations, leaks, sparring. What is...
It's I'm almost sorry. Like fate is a cruel, cruel man. With a high-pitched voice. And a hyena-like hackle.
Distant echoes of laughing in the background.
Someone's playing with the PA again. Fucking kids.
Breakfast this morning. Eggs and sausage mixed together in like a bowl. It's like an egg and sausage bowl.
Thanks, Adam. We needed to know what we were going to eat.
I mean,
it is a mess hall scene. We need to know what we're doing.
It's a mess hall
yeah,
scene.
Take us there.
There's coffee. There's orange juice. There's milk. You got options to drink from. But in terms of eating, it is a mixture of, like I said, eggs, sausage, and cheese.
Like a breakfast bowl.
Yeah, it's just a breakfast bowl.
Yeah, it's just a microwave Jim Dean.
Yeah, it's good. I love
hell
it.
Yeah.
I want a big bowl.
You can have two of the normal sizes.
Cheryl's cool with that?
No, but you snuck one.
Yay! What the fuck is that?
I'm just holding up my middle finger.
I completely forgot about that character.
You son of a bitch. I'll get you.
She can't get me.
Yes, I can.
I bet she's the leak.
Fuck you.
I'm watching you. I'm watching you.
thing that people do sometimes.
She's just squinting her eyes and writing something on a pad, giving it to this very buff guy, and he leaves the scene.
I'm going to lean in close to Madgun. So, Madgun, there was a leak, which there probably definitely is. Who do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know.
The only
dude.
Person I really trust on this ship is you.
Oh, that's a terrible decision.
I know. I mean, you're just, you know, you're the only one I really know. Everyone else I kind of just met. But.
Well, if it isn't me and it isn't you, I don't think it could be Wolf unless a lot of money was involved.
He's just not the sneaking around type. I can't even imagine him sneaking around.
In this moment, I sneak up on him and sit down.
I don't notice.
Put down my tablet with the bowl of breakfast.
Hey, Wolf.
Hey, guys. Why so jumpy?
How are you? Yeah, we were just talking about you. Sit down.
Yeah.
I sit down.
So we were talking about the leak and who the mole might be. If it's you, you could tell us. You know, we're with you 100% of the way.
Yeah, we're a team. We've known each other so long.
Why would it be me?
I told you he was too straightforward. It wasn't him.
I believe him.
Yep.
Well, I don't think it was either of you. We were caught in the same ambush.
That's true.
It's definitely got to be someone in the upper echelon. Somebody. I don't know who.
Doesn't have to be.
I'm thinking Tom or Crunch Numbers.
I don't think it's Tom, but it could be Tom.
I thought you knew Tom from before.
I do, which makes me think it's not Tom. But losing a son in a war changes a man.
He lost his son?
Oh, shit.
His son died in the war? Why am I just now hearing this?
Son's name was Timmy or Jimmy or Johnny or something. I don't remember.
He got it eventually.
Well, it's not your son. You don't have to remember.
Not important.
What about Crunch Numbers? That guy's kind of shifty, shady. I don't trust him. He's always fucking with the numbers.
I don't know, but I think someone's trying to pin it on one of us.
But what about the other members of our team? You trust them?
Oh, the girl. Yeah.
The guy.
The guy and the girl.
Inko. I mean, I don't trust that Bashir guy. I haven't trusted him at all, but...
Well, yeah, that's why he's a prisoner. He is locked up right now. We do keep him pretty under lock and key, so... And plus, no one reported him leaving the ship. He's in prison.
Well, I mean, I hope he is.
I mean, come on.
You want to hear something interesting?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So you know that Leisha guy, right?
The shady business guy who sold us the weapon of mass destruction. Yeah. Or gave it to us, my bad.
I've actually been in contact with him for any kind of information we might use.
What the fuck?
Information is power, you know this.
Yeah, I just can't imagine you sneaking around.
He sent me something interesting yesterday. Apparently, our dearest little Capri, you know, innocent as a babe, she was conversing with Titans right outside the place we were ambushed in.
What? Wait, really?
I have the video file if you want to see it.
Yeah, send it to my phone.
I'm not going to send it, but I'm going to pull out like a little tablet thingy.
A tablet equivalent, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to huddle up like right next to Holden and Mackin and show it to him, making sure that nobody else sees it.
Holden's in kind of disbelief. He's like, what the fuck?
And here, right here, you see that? That's a Titan uniform. And there's multiple. And that right there is Capri.
I mean, that's pretty damning right there. But, I mean... Like, they broke her out. We broke her out of the prison.
Yeah,
they were doing fucked up shit to her.
She squashed us in that big machine. Don't you remember that?
It's true. She's all type of new type weird. They might be controlling her remotely.
It did mess with her head.
That's true. They did.
At a facility of the Titans.
I heard them cyber new types could be switched over with a programmable word. Like a code phrase that wakes up their sleeper brain.
You know who would know that code phrase? The very doctor who messed with her head.
Holy shit. Took
with us.
That's how he, that must be how he was doing shit while locked up. He was getting Capri to do it.
You've been kind of quiet, Madicon. What do you think about this?
When it comes to talk of treason, that's real hard to, for me, somebody like me who's not versed in this kind of stuff, to imagine. I'm bad at this.
All right.
No, you're good. You got this.
Okay, I mean, look, I don't know if this is enough to say for sure that she's responsible for anything shady, but it's definitely grounds to, you know, have a little chat with her, don't you think?
Yeah, we could definitely investigate it, but we have to keep all options open.
That's true. I mean, we fought with Capri. We know she's all fucked up in the brain, but I don't think she's purposely against us, you know? And we don't even know if the Bashir guy is the one controlling her. She could be being controlled remotely. Maybe he's just in the dark about it as she is.
I don't trust that little guy. He's way too squirmy. I don't...
Yeah, he is a little clammy. He's always sweating.
I think we're good to leave it there. So, Capri, did you help Londoc to the infirmary?
Yeah, sure. I helped him because I kind of felt bad because it's my fault, but also he agreed.
He did agree. He doesn't seem to be holding it against you as you approach the infirmary. In fact, he's pretty thankful that you're willing to, you know, walk him there. And the door opens, and inside you see a very nervous-looking Lee Bashir speaking to a very serious-looking Cinco who is in the bed, not eating his breakfast. Oh, what happened? We'll have to put this conversation on hold.
We'll talk later.
Yes, sit up on the thing. Let me
I did
get a look
thing.
At this.
You did this?
You broke his nose in...
Nice.
at least one place, maybe two.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Oh, God.
Kinda.
It's fine. I don't need my nose to pilot a mobile suit.
Cinco, are you feeling better?
Better, yeah. I mean, still hurts a little, but it'll be fine. What'd you get up to last night?
This and that.
Yeah, I kind of lost you in the crowd.
Yeah, I always thought you were going to meet me, but you never did.
Yeah, I guess I just got turned around. but, yeah, how was your night? Was it good?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good. Mine was good for a minute, and then the shooting happened.
Kind of seems like it went to shit.
Yeah. Crime in this city, am I right?
Is that the story you're going with, a random mugging?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, fair, whatever.
I went on a date.
Oh, really? Who with?
I don't know. Some guy. Why are you asking questions
cool.
like that? I
was just curious. I mean, it just sounds like he had a good time. I did.
Wanted
to hear all about it. It sounds
Oh my
awesome.
God, look over there, says Bashir to make Londoc look to the right real quickly. And he snaps his nose back into place. And it's done.
Wow, I didn't know you can inflict pain on people. That was cool.
Sometimes pain is part of the healing process.
That's true. That's how I fixed this bullet hole this morning.
You shouldn't try to do that. That's a very bad idea. I cannot advise that as a medical professional.
But when you do it, whatever.
It's different, all right? His nose wouldn't have healed back straight if I didn't, you know, yank it back into place.
Yeah, and this wouldn't have healed. Oh, God. I covered myself back up. Don't look at that.
Ew.
God.
Can y'all be my friends for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Sure. I don't really have any gal pals, and y'all are the closest things I have to friends.
Sure, I'll be your gal pal.
Okay, listen up.
Spill the tea.
Do you think, and be honest, do you think if a guy liked me that something is wrong with him?
Yes.
No. No, that's a bit
not.
Of a strange question.
I just, usually, I don't know how to say. It just seems like I don't have the best track record for when I like someone, for it panning out for me. And so the fact that I liked someone and they like also liked me, it seems too good to be true.
Lon Doc is still like nursing his nose a bit.
He's part of the girl club.
I just, it's, you know, it just sounds like you found someone special. It's, you know, it's hard to believe at first, but, you know, sometimes it just works out like that.
You really think so?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's, that's, you know, it's kind of how I felt with my first girlfriend, you know, for a bit.
You had a girlfriend?
What? No. I mean, tell us more.
Where is she? What is she doing? Is she here?
No, she's not here. She's I she didn't agree with me joining the AUG for reasons.
So, oh, bummer. Yeah, that little thing gets in the way, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know, had to do the right thing.
The right
clears thing. His throat. Seems a bit sad.
Ah. Well, Capri, it sounds like you found something pretty special. I would hold on to that. I'm happy for you.
It was just one night, but still.
In your current state, I would advise against taking things too quickly, but it is good development showing that you can interact so positively with others.
I forgot you were like this. You were not the person to talk to.
I hate some.
Okay, bye. I was a little all too right. real, and it kind of made me uncomfortable, so I'm gonna go. Cinco, I hope you feel better.
Thanks.
And just to be cute, I'm gonna tuck my Zaku baby plushie in next to him. He always makes me feel better.
Aw, thanks.
Hey everyone, it's time to shout out our newest patron. It's Thomas Osborne. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining up. Really appreciate it. If you too would like the thrill of joining up, please consider becoming a patron on the DSM Patreon page. Link in the description. With your help, we can afford to spend all of our money hiring voice talent for our upcoming Vampire the Masquerade audio drama series, Blood and Sun. If that sounds right up your alley, or you know someone who might be interested, be sure to go to vampirebs.com and join our mailing list so you can be notified when we start our launch campaign. Link is also in the description. Alright, thanks guys, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Things slow down for a bit until around noon when Miss Sakuno shows up with her aides. You know, about three or four other guys. They're all wearing Anaheim uniforms and carrying
Anaheim.
Yeah, they're all wearing Anaheim uniforms.
I wonder how this will go for me.
Well, you know, they're AUG backers.
That's true.
I didn't say where they came from. But they're all wearing Anaheim uniforms, and it seems like that is the cover, that you might be returning some goods to Anaheim. Uh-huh. See? Mm-hmm. Mm. They have arrived to carry out the transfer as requested. Captain Tom has kind of requested everyone out there to help, except for Cinco, obviously, who's recovering still. Miss Sakuno is, despite her very professional Anaheim dress uniform, effectively, still smoking, and it does not seem to suit her in the slightest. All right, let's get this over with. Do you see those boxes over there? She's speaking to, like, you guys in general.
Yeah.
You're going to put any of the contraband small arms into those boxes. Most of the mobile chutes are accounted for, but that large one's the problem. She says, gesturing to the refrigerator.
We're going to have to crate it up.
We are. It's going to take a good bit of work. But I have a feeling that with my men and your help, that you won't have much of an issue doing it.
Didn't we keep the box it came in?
Oh, I don't know if Leisha would let you keep a shipping crate. He probably would hang on to that.
For real? What's he needed for?
Transporting stolen goods, his business.
But this one's huge.
It is. It is huge. Yeah. But that's more of the reason for him to keep it. All right. Moving the contraband goes smoothly enough between you and her men that she brought with her. You don't have much issue kind of packing everything up and beginning to move it off the ship. But in the middle of the process of moving it off the ship, Captain Tom runs in panicked.
Oh, God. Guys. All right, everyone. I need everyone to get serious.
I dropped the box.
The scheduled inspection has been moved up.
When?
Now. They're doing it now. It turns out the surprise scheduled inspection was a surprise.
What?
Oh!
They can't do that.
Miss Sakuno looks annoyed and then starts leaving with her men.
Hey.
Look, it's simple. If I get made, a huge chunk of the money funding the Aeyug goes bottom up. If you guys get made, that's one ship.
She has a point. I start taking off my AU uniform. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Look, you can't just leave us like this, though. Hey, like, at least help us out a little.
She kind of looks around. Well, the small arms won't be a problem. We got most of them boxed up. But she looks over to the refrigerator. I don't think I can cover for that.
It is a mobile suit that can move.
It is mobile.
It is a suit that is mobile.
It is a suit that is mobile. And you do have a pilot.
If only we had somebody who could, like, wear the suit, but, you know, not really wear the suit and move it.
I don't really like the idea of moving it like that, though. I say while glancing at Capri.
We could put the asteroid around it again.
No, you had to pop that.
We got another one?
No.
Oh, no.
What if we take a bunch of cardboard and just put cardboard boxes around it?
Captain Tom turns to Capri.
Look, I know you didn't like going into it last time, but we're in a bit of a hard spot right now.
You want me in there?
He turns to Miss Sakuno.
If she can get in it and pilot it, can you move her to some storage container just temporarily, just for a bit?
I like being.
Miss Sakuno thinks on it for a moment and then says, I think I could manage that. She looks at her watch. But you have about 10 minutes tops. I'll get my stuff into position.
She goes, she opens the box. Just fly it in here.
Where do you want me?
Captain Tom turns back to you, Capri.
Get in it and, you know, remain calm and move out of here and very quickly, before anyone can see, into the transportation vessel that, you know, Miss Sakuno is so graciously moving alongside the Saint Sebastian.
Okay. What, like, it's hard? We can do this.
All right, good. Yeah, good.
Why are you so nervous?
No reason to be nervous at all. Yeah,
you're
no.
You're looking really freaked out right now.
All of us are sweating.
everyone's fucking sweating bullets.
All right. Can't waste any more time.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Tick, tick.
Don't fuck this up.
Why don't you like me? We'll get into it later. Bye.
You float up to the cockpit of the refrigerator.
Is Bashir near us?
Do you want to drag Bashir out? I feel like...
No, he's in fucking prison! Where we belong!
I hate him.
Damn. I just want to make sure he's not near so he can't do her trigger word.
Good. All right, cool. I'm glad people are finally turning around on Bashir.
What?
All right.
What? I have been firmly anti him ever since my brain started getting unfucked.
I've been anti him from the start.
I know.
Yeah, but Wolf convinced me that, like, he could trigger Capri to do evil.
Oh, it's good. It's good. I like all these positions that everyone has taken. This is good. All right.
It's not a recent thing, Adam.
For most everyone else, it is, kind of. So, yeah, no, Capri, as you near the cockpit of this mobile armor slash mobile
like a
suit,
siren song.
Uh-huh. You can feel it pulling you, calling you to get closer. You know, the power is very intoxicating as you sit down and begin to grip the controls and run through your startup process. And as the cockpit shuts, you feel yourself kind of removed from the stress of what has recently become the daily struggles of Capri Sun's muddled mind. You can feel yourself kind of being transported back in time to a more confident, assured Capri. A Capri that chased down a legendary pirate ship. A Capri that fought against 7 legendary aces.
Yeah.
You are in control.
I'm kind of a bad bit.
Yes.
all right, Capri. Just
sorry, but I'm not.
Just you know, quickly move it out there. Try not to get spotted. I know it's a big thing, but if you move it quickly, the base should be open, and you they should handle it from there. And then just get out as quickly as you can.
Okay. Here I go.
You successfully take a step forward, and it's easier than last time. You don't feel pulled into a vortex stripping away from yourself. You feel in control this time, more self-assured for sure. And as you take your second step, you know that you absolutely can do this. I want you, though, in terms of piloting, to give me a keen and awareness, because this is a big unwieldy machine and it needs to move quickly from one bay to the other. That is a success. Resoundingly, I'm sure. Everyone's rolling really well today.
Yeah, my target was 5.
Mm-hmm. All right, so without any real trouble at all, you take the large suit slowly out of the Bay of the Saint Sebastian, and sure enough, pulling up almost right as you exit is a unmarked transport vessel with a bay opened, ready for you to go in. You boost across and quickly into it, and you don't think you got spotted by anything. Maybe some cameras, but if no one cares to go back and check them before you leave, it's not going to matter.
Who cares?
Exactly. You land on the other side, and you see the various AU workers, some of the ones you recognize that Miss Sakano brought over, and Miss Sakano herself, kind of waiting around here for you to land. And they all have a bit of a look of horror on their faces. Some of them a look of astonishment, but most of them a look of horror at the sheer size of this fucking monstrosity before them.
But you've never seen a Psycho Gundam before?
I can't say that I have. And I can't exactly say that I'm happy to have it aboard one of my vessels. And being piloted, no less.
She closes the bay, or motions her hand for the bay to be closed by someone else.
All right, get out of there.
5 more minutes.
Fucking saucing, no.
There's no 5 more minutes. I need to park this transport ship somewhere inconspicuous very quickly. And you need to get back on your ship. So you have to get out of that cockpit right now.
I don't understand why you're so angry right now.
You are a member of the AUG. I pay your check. Get out!
I'm like, how do I do this? I mean, she feels really calm for the first time in a while. It's kind of hard to get out of that.
I will say, if you don't get out of the mobile suit, you might be gone until this stuff is brought back to the ship, which is going to be later today. Well, actually, no, it'd be... yeah, you'd have time to get back to the ship. You could piss off the AUG sponsor if you want, I guess.
Fine, I'm getting out. It's just not easy. It's just, like, to ask Capri's, like, trying to get out, it's like... It's not really that she wants to be combative. It's just that her whole brain chemistry shifts when she's there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
She's like, I actually feel whole instead of fragmented when I'm in this mobile suit. And you want to take that away from me?
I will say that you don't have any issues exiting the mobile suit this time, but you do feel that just like last time, even though you felt more confident in control this time, like last time, you feel like you might at some point encounter difficulty leaving the Psycho Gundam in the future. It's always going to be a possibility. And just as you exit, for a brief moment, you feel that pull again before you drop down from the cockpit and make your way back over to the St. Sebastian's open bay.
I'm going to my room.
Everyone sees Capri kind of return back after parking the Psycho Gundam in the big bay of the unmarked transport vessel. And then the unmarked transport vessel, you know, quickly closes its doors and moves very quickly to the side where you can't see it from inside the bay. And yeah, Capri comes back and says she's going to her room. Well, that went good, right, guys? That was good. She's getting the hang of it, eh?
Yeah.
Right. So, who wants to go pay Miss Sakino for her trouble tomorrow?
You.
Everyone just looking around.
Kicking imaginary dust on the floor.
I'm occupied, I'm afraid. Gonna be dealing with this surprise inspection probably for today and the rest of tomorrow. I don't know, decide amongst yourselves.
As long as it's not my money, I can do it.
No. That part will be handled. Don't worry about it.
I'll go with you. I think she really liked me last time we met.
Are you sure about that?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I thought we hit it off pretty nicely. You didn't get that?
No, I didn't.
I guess the offer would have been open to Capri too, but she kind of went back to her room, so she didn't hear it. But who is interested in going and making the payoff with Miss Sakino the next day?
I'm down for it.
Merc team? Does the Merc team just want to go?
Merc team.
Okay. All right. The Merc team will go and do that then.
The Merky Wolf, boys. Wolf.
We got to keep him from doing anything stupid.
I understand your concern.
Okay.
The rest of the day goes on without much of anything crazy going on. The inspection of the ship goes very much like it did last time, but without any contraband to handle, you actually have everything explained on paper as to why you have certain arms, munitions, etc., 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 as a private trading vessel. And technically, y'all are still kind of logged as mercenaries, but you kind of already had that discussion where it's like, yeah, you're going to Luna because no one can do mercenary work anymore. And so you're, you know, putting things up, selling your stuff, et cetera, et cetera. That was your cover, if you recall. Mm-hmm. And that still holds up. And without any additional contraband on the ship, while it seems like the Earth Federation officials doing the inspection are being quite harsh and very strict, and they seem to know something's up for sure, they can't actually pin anything on you. And it doesn't seem like they're corrupt enough to fake it, surprisingly.
They're a mistake.
And so, as the first day of the surprise scheduled inspection that did turn out to be a surprise is over. And once they are gone, Captain Tom visits the Mercs team and hands you guys a briefcase. All right, and here's the money. Miss Sakino wants you to meet her at some casino. Here's the address. It's apparently how they do trade-offs here on Luna.
I read the address.
No, I look at the address.
Okay, fine. I look at it, too.
I look at it
over
three.
My shoulder.
You all look at it and then eat it.
Is it a place we recall? Is it something we know?
You didn't go there, but it's the Golden Chicken Casino.
Oh, my fucking God.
I've heard of these. They're a chain. They're everywhere.
They're like a restaurant chain?
Yeah.
With casinos?
What?
Hell yeah.
They're famous because they have a back room where you can do high stakes gambling.
It's not a very secret back room.
Yep.
Well, it's the gimmick. It's a gimmick.
Look, I don't understand the peculiars of it, but just you trade out your money for chips. You go to the back room, and I guess you fold your hand and hand over the money to her. I guess that's how they do things here in Luna.
We all fold our hand, or just one of us needs to fold our hand, and the others can like actually play.
I'm pretty sure she wants all of the money.
What if I offer my own money, though?
I don't think anyone else should get involved. Look, you... I trust you guys.
I'm throwing out hypotheticals, okay?
I trust you guys to figure it out. I'm under a lot of stress. I gotta prepare for all the paperwork that they want to go through in tomorrow's inspection, okay?
I'm gonna put a hand on Captain Tom's shoulder. Tom, you know us. We got this. You can trust us.
You got this. You got this.
We got this.
All right. He leaves you with a briefcase of money.
I was almost going to be like, I swear on Timmy's life.
Oh.
Then I go and wink at Mad Gun. I don't do that.
Fuck. Holy shit.
No. All right. Holden's not that dumb.
So the Mercs have the mission for tomorrow. Capri,
yep.
You go back to your bedroom. You're missing the cockpit of the Psycho Gundam already. It does feel like a home away from home. It feels like that is probably the only place where you can become your true self again. And everything, every minute, every foot of distance between you and it now, things get a bit more hazy, a bit more of what you're used to recently. The more shattered versions of your memories take charge, the more, shall we say, unstable Capri.
Yeah. I just imagine that it's almost like hangover-y after getting out of it.
So if you're not feeling well, how are you spending your evening before you go to bed?
In total darkness in my room.
Oh, God.
Just staring at a wall.
Yeah.
There's a knock at your door.
I don't answer.
Capri? Capri, I heard they put...
How is he walking around?
He's not a prisoner. Y'all, no one's... Everyone decided not to treat him as a prisoner.
If I see him in the hallways, I'm going to put him where he belongs.
He's going to put him in a chokehold.
He's knocking on your door.
Capri, I heard they...
I'm underneath my weighted blanket.
I heard they put you back in that thing again. Are you okay? Are you doing well? You're not having a relapse, are you?
Like you care.
Oof.
I do care. I know you might find that hard to believe, but I do actually care. Are you going to be okay?
Can anything ever be okay?
God, Capri.
You just don't understand what it's like to not know what's real.
Oh, okay. I get it. It's my fault. I accept that. I understand it. It's completely my fault.
It doesn't matter if it's your fault. It doesn't fix the fact that I'm part of a whole. I'm not like an entire person.
Look, if you're still feeling bad tomorrow, at least come by. We can try doing another tune-up of sorts to see if I can bring back more of your memories, make things clearer.
No!
Make you feel more like your old self.
I don't want you anywhere near my head.
Right. All right.
Stop acting like you're the victim here. Go away.
You don't hear anything else for him other than footsteps leaving your door. All right. Cinco.
Mm-hmm.
The infirmary door opens.
It's your problem.
So how'd it go, little buddy?
Not good. She's not talking to me.
Yeah, I kind of figured that much.
Look, I know it won't make up for what I did, but I can try to help her. I can. Not if she doesn't want it, I guess.
The only thing you can do now is be honest with us. Now, look, I'm a man of my word. So, what happened last night, that's between us. But it looks like everyone else on this ship is against you. I mean, except for maybe Dak, but I mean... That guy can't even trust his own pants. I mean. So, I'm all you've got. And
I like to think that he not only bought a belt, but also bought suspenders.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that is probably a charm roll. It's not deception. I do think it probably is actually just charm and empathy. You are just trying to level with him and get him to believe you.
Come on. Damn it. How many of those destiny donuts do we have?
You have plenty of destiny donuts.
Let me just take one bite. Just
and
one
by plenty, donut. I mean four. Okay.
All right, guys, just one.
You have three now.
Oh, God.
Go ahead and reroll.
Yes! Seven. All right. Hell yeah! These donuts are good, and good for you.
He looks at you, and as you wrap up what you're saying, he turns away. He grips his hand very tightly in a fist next to him. I went out on Luna to make contact with the Titans.
Kill him now.
That's it, on the ground! I'm just kidding.
I mean, you're not treating me like a prisoner here, but I am. I am a prisoner here. I know where I stand with you guys. I wasn't selling you out or anything. I had no intention of doing that. I was just going to go and find them and just go back to my normal life. I just want my normal life back.
You know that can't happen. You know they're not just going to give you back a normal life. They know you're with us. They're going to use that against us. You know this.
It was stupid. It was stupid. But I didn't make contact with anyone. I was on my way and I found you. That's it. I swear.
Okay. Look, I understand wanting your old life. Trust me, I get that. But this is just going to lead to chaos. It's not going to end well for any of us.
Give me a keen and an empathy to see if you can detect if he's lying or not.
Keen and empathy, okay. Hell yeah. All right. That's definitely a success.
It seems like he's telling the truth. Yeah.
I mean, look, it's obvious you could have just left me for dead. Could have gotten away. And you didn't. You turned around and you saved my life. And I really appreciate that, which is why I'm not saying anything. But we've all got our eyes on you now. If you slip up again, it's over.
Understandable. All right. I think we can leave that there. We're gonna smash cut to the next day. Casino, baby! Woo! What is the Merc team wearing to the casino?
A time skip to the next day?
Finally!
It is.
We're at Earth. It's long enough.
No, you're not at Earth, too. No.
I'm gonna be wearing a suit. How many pieces if it has a vest?
It's a three-piece.
A three-piece suit. With the vest.
Only three.
I'm going to wear that too. If it was Holden's idea, I was impressed and I thought, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we're going to a casino. We got to dress nice.
Madden, yeah. What about you?
Oh my fucking God.
Why are you? Just describe an outfit.
How many pieces are
you
wearing?
I'm going to wear a button-up shirt with a vest and like khakis.
Okay. Nice.
Is there like some kind of sleek, like, under the shirt armor that won't stick out too much since I'm so bulky?
Yeah, you could have some body armor if you want to have some body armor.
I'm
like
a thick boy.
Some vest, yeah. All right, you arrive at the casino. You bump into Miss Sakuno, similarly dressed in a very snazzy power suit of sorts, also smoking. All right.
A smoking power suit? Wait.
It's on fire!
Just
put
like you guys, she's also smoking hot.
So what do you mean power suit? Like Space Marine armor? What's going on?
No, get the pea-covered t-shirt. We gotta put the fire out.
A power suit's like a female suit
Space
from
Marine
the 80s.
Suit.
No. That's the wrong kind of power
broad
suit.
Shoulders.
Broad shoulders.
I want to be wearing power armor, too.
Yeah, I do, too. Wait, I didn't know this was an option.
The Dark Angel approaches you, grabs you up by the head, and crushes you for the line. All right, no.
The Emperor protects,
he said through his vocal.
All right.
Miss Sakuno,
All right, gentlemen, I see you've come prepared. She motions to the briefcase. Go ahead and change those out for chips. You're going to need the full amount transferred. And meet me in the back room. She motions to the high stakes door that has a guard stationed in front of it and a small rope. And then she then walks away from you, not even asking, like waiting for a response.
Nice to meet you too, stranger.
The casino is dead, just like it was when Cinco was there. There's no one in this casino. It is very lonely.
See that, Wolf? If you win the jackpot, the chicken's head flies off and a bunch of red coins shoot out of it.
It does. That does. It does seem like that's what happens.
You ever seen that in person?
No, it only happens once every day.
Every day?
Yeah, it happens at least once every day. I've never really been here that long.
Seems like the jackpot's being, you know, won quite often. Then.
It's like $40. It's not a lot. Well,
all right. It's a chain. It's a fast food chain.
Well, all right. Let's get those chips.
You change out your chips, presenting them at the exchange counter. And it takes a little bit, but they return to you your briefcase and a crap ton of chips. Just a huge amount of Gila that you're potentially going to be playing with.
All right. We split it three ways.
Oh, my God.
You said we all have to fold. You said that.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's true.
What,
that's
true. We can't even get in if we don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, we're doing what we have to.
All right. You each take a stack, enough to get you into the back room, and then approach the guard who lets you through since you have like the required minimum. And in there's several private tables, but only one of them has a dealer, and Miss Sakino's already seated there waiting.
I'm going to go sit down. One seat away from her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make eye contact, but I do real quick, and I wink.
What? We got this.
Wolf, mm-hmm. Mad Gun, y'all both sit at the table, too?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Unless anyone's going to try anything funny. I imagine this goes without a hitch.
Whoa. Do you see? No,
everyone gets their cards dealt to them. And
is blackjack?
It's not blackjack. It's poker. Okay. Everyone gets their hands dealt to them. Miss Sakino continues to raise the bets until it basically is maxing you guys out at what? Like the full amount of chips for everyone. And then she kind of gives you a knowing look.
I didn't look at my hand.
Yeah, what is my hand?
Let's see. Actually, just roll me a d6, everyone involved in this, and I'll just say how good your hand is.
What happens if we win?
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to fold.
I got a 5.
Yeah, what happens if we win?
I got a 4.
Then you just fuck up and you have to do it again. What do you mean? Okay. I see. Ranked. Wait, why did Zach roll? Oh, that's his last roll. Okay.
Damn it, Zach.
We're say that those are pretty high. We're say the 5 is a straight flush, and that is what Wolf has. So, Wolf, you have a straight flush. And then Holden and Mad Gun, you both have like 4 of a kind.
Damn. I look at my hand for the first time. I'm like, and a smile goes over my face, and I'm like, all in. No, I'm just kidding.
You're supposed to go all in, but you're also supposed to fold.
Are we already on the last round?
Yeah. With 3 people, I didn't want to do this for too long.
Yeah, I get it. I fold.
All right. That everyone who fold?
Yep.
Wolf?
Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Wait a second, I think I got a chance here.
I look at my cards, I look at her. How annoyed does she look?
She doesn't look that annoyed. She has a poker face on. It looks like she's at least willing to play with you putting on a good show for a little bit.
I'm not folding. Fuck that.
Oh my God.
Damn, okay.
Oh my God.
The fact that you haven't folded, though, after, I don't know, a good bit, she does get a very annoyed expression on her face.
I smile at her.
Okay. I guess I'll roll for her hand and see what hand she has since you're actually playing her. Oh, there it goes.
Don't fall.
You actually have a better hand than her. so if you don't fold, you win.
I know.
Yeah, boys, walk away with that money.
It's the exact opposite of what you need to do, but okay.
Just went there and said, fuck you, and left.
So stupid.
She lays down her hand. It is a full house. You have her beat with a straight flush. The dealer congratulates you and pushes all the chips over to your side. The dealer also turns to the other two players and tells them to leave the room since they have no money.
Oh, no.
I'm a little stunned. I'm like, good luck.
I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah.
Miss Sakano clears her throat. First, that girl in that freaky, large Gundam, and now you. This crew's full of surprises.
Things don't always go very smoothly, do they?
No, they don't. She brings out more chips.
I don't want to keep you too long, but I did have some questions. You mentioned the girl and the Gundam.
She looks at the dealer. Beat it. The dealer leaves.
You mentioned the girl and the Gundam?
Yeah, your pilot and the Psycho Gundam.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Well, something must have happened for you to be annoyed.
She gave me lip. She didn't want to leave the mobile suit. She was difficult.
That's what I feared might happen.
The last thing a soldier needs to be. You know, we're fighting a fucking war here. A war we're probably going to lose. This is an uphill battle.
That's not my war. I don't need you to, you know, have a speech like this. Look at what you're doing. What is this fucking sham you're putting on? Just take the money. That's what we're here for. What? You control this place? You control the dealer? Why do we need to go through this whole thing?
I don't control the dealer. The dealer just understands.
You told him to beat it.
The dealer just understands that is how deals are made here. They're in on it.
We could have just met somewhere else and we could have given you the bag with the money and that would have been it.
Aesthetics!
No, there's a way of making sure that the money is more difficult to trace. If you're not going to play your hand, hand over your chips.
They're on the table, take them.
She slides them over to her. She's looking very upset with you.
Listen, okay? I don't appreciate your behavior right now either. Remember who got you out of that situation a couple days ago?
Yeah, I appreciate it, but I also appreciate working with professionals.
You didn't hire me. I only have one employer at a time. And it doesn't go up the chain. I only answer to one.
Well, that's fine, I suppose, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to satisfy Captain Tom's requests as a mercenary.
And I have done my part. I stand up, and I begin to leave.
Later that day, the remainder of the inspection is completed without any other issues. Once they are done, Captain Tom begins going around making sure that everyone knows that we are preparing for launch, we're getting out of Luna, and we are going immediately on a course to enter the Earth atmosphere. Okay? The mission in Alaska is still a go. During that time, as arranged and as paid for, Miss Sakano's unmarked transport ship returns and begins moving boxes back onto the Saint Sebastian. Some of your more illegal small arms and other supplies, and one very large crate are placed back into the hangar.
We're going to keep and the box this time.
Without Miss Sakano making an appearance, and without any final signing off on anything, the transport ship leaves, and the Saint Sebastian is ready for launch. All right, everyone. We're going to leave here at a pretty sharp trajectory. Soon as we're clear of Luna space, we got to make a quick push. We have a very specific angle we're aiming for re-entry. We have to hit it. Otherwise, things are going to get dicey. So I want everyone on standby. Everyone ready?
Yes, sir.
Cinco, are you on standby?
Yes, sir.
So this would be like the first time in a while that everyone saw Cinco, you know, walking about, probably. He's in his normal, he's in a normal suit, you know, he's suited up and ready, just like the rest of you are.
Been a while. How are you feeling?
Fellas, how's it going?
Going okay. Why are you bleeding?
What are you talking about?
Just the like the foot of his mobile suit is, I mean the foot of his normal suit is just filling up like a balloon.
Yeah. Oh god.
How's that abdominal of you, soldier? You ready to go?
You bet.
To Earth.
Hell yeah.
You sure you're gonna be okay out there, Cinco? You know, reentry is pretty hard on the body. I mean, I know it's a.
You bet your sweet ass. You bet your sweet ass.
You know, all right. Yeah. He doesn't say what he's going to say. Capri, are you? Did you answer the call to be ready and on deck?
Do I have to?
I suppose you could have sat in your room and not answered the call. I suppose that is an option, if you want to do that.
I guess I'll go. I don't want anyone to bother me. And it seems like there'll be more people to bother me if they go to my room.
You'd be bothered either way, but I guess go, you know, at least for a little bit, as long as nothing bad happens, up until launch, Captain Tom won't need you. Eventually, you will need to get into the Psycho Gundam and do a re-entry operation.
All right.
Okay. Cool. All right. Capri is there a bit late, and I guess you can describe how you feel, Capri, to everyone.
Okay. I just kind of slink in, slip in, and I don't have much to say.
You notice that some of the crew in the hangar are giving you side eye.
So I notice everyone's looking at me, and I'm just, what is it? Let's talk about it.
We're just, are you fine to get in that thing again?
I have to be. Next question.
Yeah, she's technically right. She does kind of have to be, you know, ready to get into the thing.
Free, you're hungry. You're not you when you're hungry. Here. Eat a Neo Snicker.
I'll take that. Thank you. It's delicious.
You got this, Capri. We believe in you.
Just stop treating me like I need help.
Okay, I was just trying to support you. I mean,
it's a little patronizing.
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. I love how no one asked me about my date. That's what I thought.
I think that's the last thing on a lot of their minds, honestly.
No one even cares.
Oh my fucking god.
Cinco asked about your date.
Hey, it might come up sooner rather than later at some point. You don't know. It matters quite a lot, potentially.
Yeah.
The Saint Sebastian begins to leave port, and it does so with a good bit of haste. But as it begins to exit space around Luna, an Earth Federation ship hails the Saint Sebastian. It's the same captain of the red ship before that ordered you to dock in a very nice way, escorting you there, of course. He seems, quite upset.
Rogue vessel, you will stop immediately. We have evidence that contraband was transferred to your vessel prior to departure.
As this comes in over the bridge and you hear it, you also hear the line immediately die. Like, I'd immediately get cut off. And Captain Tom, come on.
All right, we're not playing ball this time.
Thank God.
Could have done this the first time around. Stupid.
I'm going to get in my mobile suit.
Everyone suit up. They're going to hit us. We're going to hit them really hard. We're going to be moving. We have to keep moving.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
All right, everyone suits up and gets ready to launch as battle slowly begins. You know that the Earth Federation will have reinforcements here shortly, and so that the battle is going to have to be a quick and dirty one. Get it over as quickly as you can without losing momentum, and not getting too far away from the Saint Sebastian either, which can't afford to lose speed, lest it lose its re-entry angle on Earth and have to recircle. So, fun times. You launch as a barrage of fire is sent from a collection of reddish-pink Solanuses and Magellans firing at you. Seems you have a good amount of enemies to take on, and this might not be a fight that you can win straight up.
Dead Set Medium.